right, welcome back. It is still the Smooth Drive with Fola and Hawa. It is time for us to talk about our personal finances. And of course, this evening, we have Miss Nimi Akikugbe in the studio with us on personal finance this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk romance and finance.
Because there
I like this part.
There's no romance without finance.
Yes, so.
Welcome, welcome. Hope you're doing well today, Mrs. Akikugbe.
Yes, I am. It's like the most exciting topic. We get the most messages and emails and whatever. It's romance and finance, so there's something in there, really.
Yes, so let's get right in. You all out there, if you want to get in on the program, please feel free to 0809-444-0981. All right, it's Valentine's season. Mm-hmm. So many people often ask if there can be any romance without finance. Of course, we don't believe so, but that's what we're going to be discussing on the show today. And as we all know, money matters are a leading cause of friction and acrimony in relationships.
Yeah.
Now, this is something couples have to navigate in order to ensure that the money does not destroy their relationship. Mm. And as usual, we have our very beautiful in-house personal finance expert here on Woman Crush Wednesday, Mrs. Nimi Akikugbe. She's going to be discussing this topic. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
All right, so let's go. Let's start off with Valentine's Day.
Yes, Valentine's Day. The pressure has become, you know, it's intense, honestly.
Like, just like the traffic.
Young men are expected to perform, you know, their obligations.
Just a, pack, just a pair of socks for their presents.
And singlets and boxes. You know, and then it's becoming so hard. So how can young people, you know, cope with all this pressure and all these expectations that come with Valentine's
Day? I'm the wrong person to ask because I'm guilty. I mean, I'm already watching and making sure that, you know, I mean, I don't know what I'll do if I don't get my special gift.
Do you get it every year?
Well, I have to send a reminder, but I mean, yeah.
You send a reminder.
So I mean, after 34 years, you have to send a reminder.
He's like, ooh.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
I send reminders for my birthday and Valentine's Day. So
okay.
Anyway, but yes, the pressure is too much. I think it's become so commercial. And you know, if somebody wasn't flying you off to the Bahamas every weekend for 10 years, then why should something? You just expect some magic to happen. I spoke to some young men about a week ago, and it's really crippling. Some girlfriends, the guy is earning $200,000 a month or $400,000, and she wants a designer bag.
Not going to happen.
You know, so they're bending over backwards, going broke, just trying to meet up with the expectations. So that's quite difficult. So I think we should sort of be nice all year round, and you can have a great Valentine's Day by going to a movie and having a meal that doesn't cost. Is that, you don't agree?
No.
She wants something a little more special.
I mean, you go to the movies every other weekend. That's like every weekend. No,
who goes to the movie every single weekend?
Maybe not every other weekend, but I think I go to the movies maybe like three weekends.
That's like the only other date thing to do, you know, or have a nice meal.
Go to the beach. Okay, what? A meal. A very nice meal. So, I mean, I would love flowers. So flowers, that's no good either, right?
Not really.
I'd take any of the above. It's all you people in relationships.
Flowers are nice. But, you know, I want something that, like, you know, you want to keep using or seeing.
Diamond encrusted watch.
Like a handbag, like a really good leather handbag.
Something
some shoes.
To mark the occasion.
You know?
YG sent in this message. He said he's been with his wife for a total of 14 years.
Yeah.
He says, and we don't do Valentine's Day because we simply think it's dumb.
Most of them think it's dumb.
Yeah.
No, my husband thinks it's dumb, but I don't think it's dumb.
He says, link up with people with similar values. Everything isn't by force. No money for, no sense. Shout out to YG for that one. Right.
So I'm depressing. The wrong person to ask. I mean, just, you know.
Yeah.
Just try and make an effort. You don't have to break the bank, but definitely make an effort.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah, I definitely agree.
It's a special day once a year.
Oh, you love birds.
I mean, come on.
There.
And it's on February 14th for all the husbands that have forgotten.
No, it's really good that they're reminded, honestly.
All right, so, okay, let's talk about being realistic, you know. Massive displays of affection all year round. You know, you never complain when it comes to when they forget your birthday or your anniversary, and then you now start pressuring them for Valentine's Day.
So just be cool. And it's not just, you know, for sometimes for single people, I find it can be a pretty awful time because it's just too much. So it's not just about, I don't think it should be all, I make an effort with siblings and close friends. I think it's a day of showing love to people that are close to you, loved ones, your colleagues, your friends. So it's not just the male-female relationship. Your parents, just be nice, okay? Because I've found that sometimes people feel quite low, especially if they aren't in a relationship or they've had a recent breakup.
Yes. I think that's...
It can be really awful.
That's team me. Like, we are the ones that just say, oh, we don't care about it, it's stupid. Because if you do care about it, you just seem really sad and lame.
Yeah.
So you have to take the stance of, ugh, I don't care about Valentine's Day. It's because I don't have a Valentine. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so there are conflicting opinions about what stage of relationship is appropriate for sharing serious, issues or even gifts during Valentine's Day. Some people believe that when the relationship is new, that's when you want to impress. That's when you go all out. But when, you know, I mean, like, you're 34 years, like,
I insist. I could keep insisting till this time. I think it's special to show appreciation and just be nice. And you know, I think most ladies are like that. A bit spoiled, and you know. Yes, you just make an effort. I like it. So you just make an effort. Even if you think it's dumb. I don't care if you think it's dumb.
But at least I want it.
Yes.
So. And you know the funny thing? I've realized that they even enjoy it. Men enjoy it. So
being put through the ringer and the stress of it all.
They will insist that it's dumb, it's nonsense, they don't have the time. But when you go all out and really like when I plan, you know, maybe I plan like a really nice date in a really cool place, and he comes and he's like, oh, this is really nice. So I'm like, yeah, of course it's nice.
Everyone
loves being pampered. They enjoy it. Yeah. But you just have to like... do it first for them to get it.
But it's just like Christmas, you know, we've just become too commercial.
So
it's about being a bit more realistic.
Yeah.
So there's no point buying her that designer bag and then there's no food to eat for the next rest of the month, or you can't pay school fees
that
and so on.
Make
so
that's acrimony loading.
Exactly. So I think we've just got to, and it's become a commercial thing. So it's major, billions of dollars a year in all over the world on this occasion, from cards and flowers and luxury goods and so
all
on.
Of that.
All right, hotels are booked, meals, restaurants are all booked, you know. So.
Oh, yeah. Someone showed a screenshot of a particular popular hotel in Lagos he was trying to book online, and they have no rooms.
Yes.
This is like a very, very large place.
Yeah.
Between 14th to 16th, they're completely
not just Nigeria, globally.
Oh, totally.
It's a major business opportunity.
Wow.
Anyway, we will come back after the break. We will talk about money personalities and what are the things to consider when we're merging a couple's worldly possessions.
Absolutely.
And all of that. So stay with us. It's still Personal Finance, and we'll be right back.
It's all about your finances made easy.
Because financial education is about not working for money.
Personal Finance on Smooth 98.1.
Your smooth drive home. Just keep it on your radio.
The smooth drive home on Smooth 98.1 brings the biggest tunes and information your way.
Hi, Uche. Why are you sweating like this?
Femi, this heat is something else. So even the fan is not helping at all.
So?
Get an air conditioner. Air conditioner? How? With my small generator?
Yes, you can. With LG GenCool Air Conditioner.
Really? How?
You can power a 1-horsepower LG GenCool air conditioner with 0.7 kVA generator and 1.5 horsepower with a 0.9 kVA generator.
Wow! And I have been suffering all alone!
And you also get 70% energy saving, 40% faster cooling, and still cut down on your electricity bill.
Ouchie, thanks! I need to get going.
Where are you off to?
I cannot bear this heat. I'm going to the nearest LG store to buy an LG GenCool air conditioner.
Relax and enjoy in comfort with LG GenCool air conditioner. And it comes with a 10-year warranty on the compressor. LG. Life's good.
Man, I'm so stressed out. I need to travel, even if it's for just a few days.
Hey you, let me help. For cheap flights that won't break the bank, maximize your relaxation. Visit www.travelstart.com.ng to book. So whether you're flying to Dubai, touring London, visiting New York, shopping in Dubai, you can book your flights easily and conveniently online at www.travelstart.com.ng. You can also call to book 01-280-0663. That's 01-280-0663. Call today.
Hello, Travel Starts?
Travel Start. Travel made simple.
Country people, person fit dash you tear up a jeep with free fuel for 1 year? It is possible. Abi, your gaffi pay you 4 months salary advance? Landlord fit give you 70% discount on top your rent? Or make conductor agree make you enter bus for free? That kind thing is possible. But plenty things is possible on top Quick Teller. Oh, my people, with Quick Teller, it is very possible to buy goods from over 100 countries on top Quick Teller Global Mall. Pay to get fee, buy event tickets, pay money for betting wallet, electricity below, school fees, oh, airtime, plus send money to your better people. Sharply download Quick Teller app or visit quickteller.com. Make you for enjoy. Quick Teller, everyday payments made easy.
It's all about your finances made easy.
Because financial education is about not working for money. For money.
Personal finance on Smooth 98.1.
Still on personal finance here on a smooth drive with Mrs. Nimi Akikugbe. So here we are, we're talking Valentine and romance, and we'll be looking at you know, the how realistic it is, the pressure to spend money. And we did say before we went on break that we were going to look at the practical things to consider in the merging of a couple's worldly goods and
yes.
money. So,
but before that, let's take a couple of these messages, because you guys really have a lot to say about this romance and finance. Felucia says, we are under stress. My wife's anniversary, my wedding anniversary, wife's birthday, and Valentine's Day are only 3 weeks apart.
He is still finding
ideas. I am so sorry for you. Shion says, this is the kind of thing that makes soft-spined guys feel like they're under pressure for vows. He said to me, so me like this, on one day, I'll splash my savings anyhow to arrange a surprise serenade and designer bag for one babe that will still buy hanky in return.
We need to talk about this buying of hanky thing.
Patrick said, that's really terrible. Patrick said, I make almost $900,000 a month as a salary, and my last Valentine, I spent over $1 million on my girl. And she was unimpressed because I didn't buy her a car on Valentine's Day.
Car.
He said, I vowed never to spend that much on Valentine's again. I think it's still overrated.
Together?
Exactly. Are you guys still
over? Wait. Are you single?
Ooh, asking for a friend.
Because he spent $1 million.
Well, Cruz is very helpful. He has given us a list of gifts for men for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Of suitable gifts. Sunglasses. Bluetooth speakers.
You can't buy sunglasses. How do you know
You use style and
check what's on already. Okay.
So sunglasses, a Bluetooth speaker, a blazer jacket, a tie. It has to be designer, by the way. Yeah. A pocket square, a sock collection. I thought that was
collection
the same
or
as a hanky.
A pair of socks.
Sock
a
collection.
Socks.
No, don't
collection.
Have
a collection. A pack of three or something.
No, more than three now.
Like a dozen.
That's like giving him hanky. Wristwatch. Pam slippers.
A really good wristwatch would do.
A statement shoe, which is pure leather. Oh, or sneakers. Man. A face cap, jean trousers, perfumes, a suitcase, wallet, a suit, a bag, shopping tickets to his favorite store, a phone, a laptop, or a car with a smiley face. Thank you, Cruz. Tell us which one you get on Friday.
Cruz, thank you very much, but come on. Like,
once I had a set of suitcases for my birthday or something, and I just kept opening and opening and opening. I was so sure that there was some jewelry
something
in the middle. And there was just a stuffed paper.
Oh, Jewelry is also nice for Valentine's
Day. Yeah, jewelry is nice.
In the smallest pouch, there should have been something in there, in that last one.
So, anyway, hint, hint, whoever's out there. All right, let's continue.
Okay, so let's talk about...
I think we're talking about
money personalities.
You know, that there's so much friction. The leading cause of friction, acrimony, even divorce, money is way up there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lawyer told me recently that there are about 4,000 in the high court waiting list to get divorced.
Jeez.
What?
And so many of them are to do with money, different money personalities. People aren't talking about money before the wedding.
It's very uncomfortable.
So, but there's a particular point at which you're going somewhere, you're getting serious, and you can ask a few questions. And in some cases, there are red flags.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody's driving a particular type of car, but you can't go to his house for he just
their mattress
says
is on the floor.
You can't go to the house. It's in an area that, you know, is uninhabitable. Well, he thinks so and doesn't want you to go there. Or, you know, or someone just living a lifestyle they just can't afford, on credit the whole time, not telling you the truth. You've got to ask those questions.
Yeah.
And especially when the relationship is getting serious and you feel you're going to get married. Is there any debt? You should be honest and open, because once you merge, then debt becomes a responsibility for both of you to pay off, not just one person.
There's nothing worse than coupling up with someone and finding out that secret.
Those secrets afterwards. That's where many of the problems come from.
I heard there's an app now that people can track someone's credit score.
We have credit rating agencies. They're great, and all the banks are registered. So you can... But you don't know if you borrowed from somebody. That's if you borrowed through official means.
Yeah,
through a bank.
What
but
if you borrowed
from every
friend?
Person. Yes, exactly. They might not be... there, but the money conversation is so important. So a lot of the churches have marriage guidance counseling, but unfortunately there isn't a money piece, and it's so important
they don't make you produce your bank
account that there's some discussion about money. A lot of people have money secrets. So one person has no clue. Imagine if your spouse is in, you know, significant debt that is crippling, and you have money stashed away, and you say nothing. You know, it's
it becomes your debt once you get married.
Absolutely.
Do you have any advice for people who are in that situation?
If they don't know, or if they know that their spouse is in debt, then you've got to work towards it together.
Yeah.
That's why it's, you know, even a monthly or periodic money meeting as a couple to sit down and discuss the family goals first. What do you want to achieve? I mean, even from the number of children that you can afford to have.
Okay.
Where do you want to live? What sort of neighborhood? What are your...
Can you afford to live in that
neighborhood? What sort of schools can you afford? What, you know, where are you heading? You have you're individuals, so you both have individual goals.
Yeah.
And then you have joint family goals. So one of you might want to go back to school next year to do a master's.
Okay.
Where are you going? How much does that cost? You've got to come together and look at all the various pieces. One of you is working full-time with a great salary, the other one's starting a business. That inevitably means that the person with the full salary is probably going to be a breadwinner for a while.
Yes,
true.
That could be the female, and the man's working and the woman's working full-time, or vice versa. Even that, for some men, there's a big ego issue if their wife earns a lot more. And as an entrepreneur, you may not have money at all for some time.
Yeah.
How do you feel about all those issues? If you don't... And, you know, talking about it doesn't solve all the problems, but at least it's been aired.
Yeah.
So it makes it a bit easier when these things happen. I mean, I've had events for men only, and some just cannot bear the thought of their wife earning more than them.
I've heard that a lot.
Yeah.
We've heard that a lot. We even have discussions on here. We open up the... lines and people,
and it might be for a time, or he's going back to school and she'll just help sort out the family while he's in school, or vice versa. And as a woman, you're at home the whole time, he earns the salary. Do you have nothing? Do you have any part of the discussion? You've got to talk about
it and be
involved in the family finances. So there's a lot to talk about in it for a couple.
Yeah. All right.
Which,
brings us to joint accounts?
Joint accounts, exactly. I was going to ask about that.
You know,
to join accounts or not?
I think for common expenses, I prefer to just take out of the joint account. I don't want to put my money in the joint account.
I love the look on your face.
Hold on
right
a minute.
Now.
You would rather
we have a joint account and two separate accounts. I don't put money in the joint account, but that's just the way we work it in my house. I think I just like the idea that
there is
there's a joint account and I can
deposit in or withdraw from it. Or deposit if you want to.
If I want to.
Yes.
Yes, but from some couples, joint accounts work. I know couples where it's very successful, but sometimes you just want a bit of privacy. You don't want someone to know absolutely every single thing that you're spending. You know, and sometimes you earn different amounts of money.
Okay.
Joint account works if you prorate it and you put the similar ratio of money into the account for joint expenses. That could be rent, school fees.
Mm.
It's very rare to find families now where one person can cover all the expenses.
Yeah.
It's hardly. The economy doesn't really support that anymore.
Absolutely. So you really do have to share and support.
Mm.
But most people tend to have a joint account and two individual accounts for their own little
needs. Things, exactly.
But of course, even out of your own individual account, if you go and buy a car without telling your spouse,
from your individual money,
it's your own money,
personal money.
Yes,
yeah.
But this is where a lot of people get it a bit. It's a bit awkward.
Okay.
You know, for major expenses, I think you owe it to your significant other to discuss. Imagine just driving.
Right. Driving into
expense.
The lot with a new car,
yeah.
And we never
yeah.
talked about it before.
Unless it was a Valentine's Day present.
Then no one would mind.
Nobody would mind.
Ooh, and speaking of those Valentine's Day presents, we got the funniest message. Let me just pause it for a second. We got in this one from Aladakbo. He said, "We don't want boxers, singlets, and handkerchiefs this Valentine's Day, as we are not Atilogu dancers." And I wonder why you ladies make it seem like men have to do the giving while you do
that's
nothing.
The receiving.
That's true as well.
The Atilogu dancers made my knees weak. St. Fajr says he earns more than his wife, but she's prudent in spending, so she manages the home. He's into the joint account with his wife, but he thinks it's not normal because when he hears from his friend, he remains mute because it seems odd.
To have a joint account.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, interesting.
I think, I don't know, Miss Nimi, help me out here, but I think that, you know, this idea of having a joint household expense account is just practical.
Yeah. Yes.
No, definitely.
Yeah. So you don't have to keep asking.
Yes.
And you're not footing everything. Because I know women, a lot of times, you don't want to say everything
you
spend. But at the end of the day,
you're spending all your money.
Yes,
that's
more,
right.
Because
many times they're spending much more than the man is. From all those
because of small
purchases. The lesson teachers.
Things, something
things,
has finished, you replace it.
Replace it.
You know, you fix this, you fix that.
So
but then if you sit down together and have those goals, how much does it cost to run our home for the month, and determine that amount, and then you know how much should go into that account.
Exactly.
And one person will have their two cards, and these expenses can happen. Because when you're planning together, it's amazing when you plan together as a team.
Yeah.
You know, for school fees, I mean, sometimes when I think what happens to people when it's time for school fees, it's almost like a catastrophic thing that you didn't expect.
It just comes on you.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
because there was no plan.
Yeah.
There's no insurance policy in place. Mm-hmm. There was no plan. You really can't afford this school. But because everybody else's child goes to that school, you think they should go there. And then you run into troubles. They're sent home. And, you know, people are in huge difficulty. But you can imagine what happens when you are a team.
Mm-hmm.
And you work together towards those goals.
Yeah. Let's talk about the joint account. If like one of your partners dies or isn't able to access it.
Yes, but there's a lot of confusion between joint accounts and accounts where there's an authorized signature.
What's the difference?
Okay. So a joint account means you both own the account. Both names in full are on the account.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And each person's documentation, their KYC, all their utility bill, everything is there. It's owned by two people. If that happens, automatically it goes to the surviving partner.
Okay.
There's a right of survivorship for that type of account.
Mm.
But it has to be so clear. I mean, your first name, your middle name, your
everything
surname.
Not Mrs.
No, because it could be another Mrs.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly.
You know, so it's absolutely clear.
You put your first
passport,
name.
Photograph, everything is there.
Okay.
But if it's just an authorized signatory, it's not your account. It belongs to the owner of the account. If the owner of the account dies, that account goes into the estate.
Hmm.
And if the person didn't have a will, then it goes through the whole probate process. Exactly.
Oh, and let's even talk about that, insurance and protecting your assets.
Yes, exactly. I mean, there's the banks, you have the NDIC premium, and that gives you, I think it's still 50,000 naira. So that's not, the key thing is to make sure your money is with a reputable, strong bank that's going to survive, we hope, you know.
Okay.
But life insurance, you know, as a couple, if you just got married and you have a new dependent, or the next of kin form. A lot of people have put next of kin 10 years ago and they've forgotten. They put their
brothers and they've had kids in the middle.
You know, many times the HR department forgets to bring the form out and you've forgotten. You've just forgotten what you put on as your next of kin. And things change. So that's why when marriage is a point where you bring out all those documents.
Okay, and update them.
Absolutely. Mm. Some women will keep their maiden name or hyphenate it.
Yes.
But you've got to do all that.
Are there implications to that?
No, that's okay. No problem at all.
That is a breath of fresh air.
Some people frown at. Some families just feel that, you know, you should wear, you know, very.
Everyone has the same blank name.
It's a lot of stress sometimes trying to do the name changing thing, especially if you're very accomplished
in your own right and you're well known in a particular brand.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so you're professional. So a lot of professional women might keep their maiden name for professional purposes and then use that, or just hyphenate. But our names are so long that if you hyphenate your name, a lot of times it could end up being an impossible name.
I just realized what your last name was, and I immediately started laughing. There are no hyphens, no spaces in the box.
No way.
And
no
we
way.
Have all, we, man, time flies when we're speaking with you and having a great conversation, but we're almost out of time here.
Yeah, you've got to be kidding.
No, at all.
Well, we have an event coming up, and we're going to give two couples that come in through Smooth. Free tickets to come in. It's a couples event on the 29th of February.
Okay.
It's called Romance and Finance.
Nice.
Ooh.
So if you can do a draw however you wish and give us the two names so we can invite them.
Okay.
All right.
So it's just going to talk about all these issues about, you know, planning your future together and money matters and planning for your children's education, your retirement, owning your first home, getting a mortgage, all those issues that couples have to face.
Okay.
So we'd love to have two people from Smooth. Couples from Smooth.
There you have it. We'll let you know how you will you can get into that.
Send us a message. Actually, send us a message if you're interested, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And we'll just pick from whoever sends the nicest message.
Exactly.
Or the quickest message.
Yes. Let us know why you want to attend.
And if you can convince us. What they're giving for their partner for Valentine's Day.
If you can convince us and we like your message, you definitely will be getting a response from us.
And they have to come together. Two couples.
So it's not like you can split the ticket. It's not like, you give one friend and you give the other. You guys have to come together.
Come together.
This is your Valentine's couples retreat.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. It's been fun on Personal Finance.
Thank you. And you can reach us on MM with Nimi on Twitter and Instagram and Money Matters with Nimi on Facebook and at our website.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you all for your messages. I'm so sorry we couldn't go through all of them. Time literally slipped out of our hands and we have to keep it moving. But thank you all. Mrs. Akinkube will be back in 2 weeks. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
When you think about working for money, what comes through your head? Through your head.
Your earnings. Your spending. Your savings.
You want cash flow that pays very little taxes.
Money Matters with the experts on the global scale.
What a way to run your life.
Personal Finance every Wednesday from 5:15 p.m.